Welcome, everyone, to Here's the Deal with internationally known Christian leader Larry Tomczak. For 50 years, Larry's helped multitudes fulfill their destiny, and he's passionate to do it for you. Join us on the journey of understanding the key issues of our day with a biblically informed worldview. Now, here's the deal with Larry Tomczak.
Welcome, everybody, to Here's the Deal. Larry Tomczak here. These are trying times, best of times and worst of times. These are times, as Dickens said, that try men's souls. And we're dealing with the end of the world, the end of the, not the planet, but God is going to, the Bible teaches us, there's going to be, just like you take in a car and you turn it in for a new one, he's going to give us a new heaven and a new earth. And what he planted in the beginning with, you know, Eden, there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth, but there's got to be destruction in the meantime. And there's going to be apocalyptic events. The scary millions will be wiped out. The heavens exploding, the earth, and then there's going to, and we're not, don't be fearful, because the Bible says you and I are not appointed for wrath. And the Bible teaches us we will be persecuted. You say, well, that doesn't happen here. Well, it happens throughout the world. You go to Cuba, you go to North Korea, you go to China, you look at history, the Holocaust, and what has happened, especially a focal point, Jewish people, the chosen people. You say, Larry, tell me why? Well, that's why we're doing these podcasts. So that you're secure, you feel safe, but you are an ambassador. You're bringing the gospel. You're bringing truth. And we need to side with the chosen people, the Jewish people, because they rightfully have suspicion about Christians. And they it's understandable why they don't trust us. And they're taught, many of them, you know, from early days, you know, the Holocaust, 6 million were killed. And don't forget, Hitler was a baptized Catholic guy. And, you know, when you study history, it's shocking. You look and you say, look at this. Martin Luther, the pioneer and leader of the Reformation, he gave hate speeches and wrote hatefully about the Jews. Yes, I hate to say it. It's tragic and it's really scary. You look at Augustine and Tertullian and others in history. And so the Jews have been the subject of persecution and genocide. And this is a demonic plot. The devil always tries to destroy God's people. You look at what happened with Pharaoh, kill those firstborn. He wanted to kill the Jews. And then you look at what happened with Herod, the same thing when the incarnation and the birth of Jesus, wipe out those boys. We got to kill them. What do you think even abortion is? Jesus said, he said, that you might have life and heaven in abundance. But the thief comes to steal, to kill and destroy. Jesus identifies Satan as a murderer, and he's a liar. And so he's a killer. And so there's no peace accord with the devil. There's no truce. And well, let's try and, you know, find a way to get around this. And the same thing right now when we're dealing with this Hamas-Israeli war. We've got to know the truth. We have to know what's going on. And you know that there was recently on, what was it, October? Well, even as we have our 9/11, The Jewish people now, down in history, it will go, they'll call it 10-7. And, you know, even it was a most shocking event, because Israel, with the high intelligence levels that they have and their Iron Dome and everything, they were caught off guard and unprepared. And we need to be prepared. You say, Larry, how does this stuff happen? Well, listen, after Donald Trump neutralized ISIS and Taliban jihadists, Biden, he came and extended an olive branch to Iran. You know, Iran's the gorilla in the room. They're the supplier of terrorism and promoter of it worldwide. And what? Biden, here you go. We're going to pledge $6 billion to them for a flimsy agreement not to develop their nuclear capability. And this came, you know what? This came after he avoided Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the United Nations, refused to host him at the White House. See, he sides with progressives, and the progressive left, they oppose Israel, and they call it fascist Israel. And so even in the midst of this horrible war, yes, Biden has made statements, because he realizes it was so barbaric, and the savagery, the torture, beheading of infants and all of this. There was no way he could say, well, you know, I stand, you know, we got blame on both sides, Hamas and Israel. He had to take his stand. Plus, even secular Jews, like in New York, and in other places, the pressure was on. The Anti-Defamation League and others put the pressure on CNN. That's why you saw a removal of, what was it, three pro-Palestinian, pro-Arabs that would make statements. MSNBC has been historically known as, pro-Muslim, pro-Islam, and against the Jews. But there's been the cancel culture kind of blowing up in the face as people are starting to say, you know what, I think maybe we better back up a bit. I think we better recognize, in light of what just took place, this was terrible. How could we have, over 1,400 Jews killed, men, women, children, grandmothers, ripped from their tents, young people at a music festival, 260. It jarred people, and they began to say, you know what, maybe we better be a little more sensitive. Well, even Biden, he started to feel the pressure. And so now we pray for our president, always in America, but we have to recognize it's time that we speak the truth. Did you know that when that war broke out, that it's a fact that the State Department initially issued an initial statement that Israel should not retaliate? But thank God for our Christian brother Ted Cruz. He caught it, he denounced it, exposed it, and boy, they scrambled and they took the statement down. The White House pulled it down. But Israel is at war, and really, they've had to take off the gloves. And this is where, you know, when people say, "Well, we don't, you know, we need to be pacifists." The Bible doesn't teach that. Now, it teaches we respect the conscience, but we don't exercise, let's say, the death penalty. But we do know that God gives the governing authorities the sword, as it says in Romans 13, and they are to execute the death penalty, and also, there can be a just war all throughout history. I mean, when America was caught off guard with Pearl Harbor, what were we supposed to do? Over 2,000 died. And how about 9/11? The same. Well, we should just, and you had people that were saying it. Let's meet with these, ISIS. Let's meet now with Hamas. Let's revisit the two-state solution and let's sign a peace accord. Brothers and sisters, please understand this right from the get-go as I do these podcasts. Hamas is committed. They have a pledge from their early beginning charter. No negotiation. And there is nothing. There is no negotiation. And there's no reconciliation. We are committed to destroy Israel and wipe out the Jews and what? Wipe Israel off the map. And they've proven it. And they will act as savages, demon-possessed, and do whatever it takes. And if you saw any of those images, you say, well, Larry, we shouldn't look at that kind of stuff. Well, can I tell you something? After World War II, the Supreme Allied Commander for all our forces, when we defeated Hitler, and then we finally defeated Japan as they attacked us on Pearl Harbor, we didn't sit back passively and say, well, we just pray, turn the other cheek. That's taken out of context. You got to know, what was being said by Jesus. So we love people, but there is a time when there is righteous judgment. You read some of the what are called the imprecatory Psalms, where there is a time to call judgment down on people. And yes, we have to go and defend. If you say, let's just have a detente now with Hamas. If you did that, you know what would happen? They are then empowered and emboldened to do the same thing again. Kill. And so they have to be wiped out. Just like if you go into your house and you say, my heavens, look at these roaches, or look at what's going on with these varmin. You have to take them out. You say, well, I love animals. So do I. The righteous man has regard for the beast. But there come times, and also in hunting, and in Genesis, it says from the beginning that we're to subdue the earth, and we take authority over this. So we're not subject to animals, and we're not going to bow our knee to hateful people that are bent on our destruction and the people that God designated as the chosen people. And that's what I'm going to deal with in the next set of podcasts. I want you to understand the fundamentals about Israel. You've got to know what the truth is and not be manipulated or not be seduced by individuals or bleeding heart leftist liberals and progressives that portray the fascist Israel, and that we've got to stand with the poor Palestinians. We have humanitarian aid and assistance, and we reach out to help people. But there come times when, as Israel did, right now, they've dropped the flyers, they've given the warnings, but they're saying we must go in and we must destroy these weaponry, their headquarters, and Hamas must be wiped out, and we got to do all we can to rescue the hostages. And we've got to rescue Americans that are being held hostage as well. Stay with me. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And I hope your life has been enriched by this episode of Here's the Deal. Two quick requests. Number one, would you give some feedback by rating, reviewing, subscribing to the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or any podcast platform that you're currently listening through? And then secondly, in Philippians 1:5, Paul thanked the community there for their partnership in the gospel. And if you were strengthened and inspired by today's episode, would you consider standing with us with your prayers and practical financial support? Just go to larrytomzak.com. That's Larry Tomzak, TOMZAK.com. And you can also go over there to bullseyechallenge.com, which is loaded with additional resources that will help you hit the mark on today's cultural controversial issues. Please join us next time so we can equip and encourage you to be salt, as Jesus said, winsomely influencing the culture with biblical truth. I'm Larry Tomzak. God bless you.